Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012. Quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, and recently assuming his rightful throne as King of the Ring. And the night after Thanksgiving, you can see him live on Fox as WWE Friday Night SmackDown broadcasts from Legacy Arena in Birmingham, Alabama. Please welcome, WWE star and friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
Killed more koalas with your bare hands and eaten their meat.
Just karate chops for all of them.
Yeah, yeah. He wears tiny koala skins over his genitalia.
Just
little koala loincloths.
We sew together like 12 tiny ones. I mean, it's unnecessary, but.
Well, it is what it is, man. Listen, you never know the turn on you. You've been having what a great year in front of you, man. Everything's been going fantastic. Congratulations on everything.
It is. I get to have people literally carry me to the ring every night.
That's so good.
On the throne.
As it should be.
Can we make sure the guys are strong? Because I really don't want to go down.
Well, you know, it's bound to happen that there'll be a usurper in the group. Somebody will sabotage you, and you're going to have to get tossed from the throne.
That'll probably happen. But it's going to be like an 8-foot drop, so it's not going to be fun.
Oof.
Dude. Then I have my mace. I'll just start lacing people.
Yes. You need a broadsword? By the way, your crown is much better.
Thank you. I designed that.
Yeah, it looks good.
Together.
Are you wearing it to bed these days?
I wear it everywhere. That and the fur coat. With nothing under, all the time.
What else?
Nice and warm.
Listen, you're warm.
Why would you not? Like, it's like half Conan, half Game of Thrones. Why would you not just wear that?
All Dolomite. Everything about it is good.
I mean, you're welcome to borrow it.
I'd love to. Are you kidding me?
If you feel the need to frolic through your area, I will give it to you.
I'm getting ready to frolic to New York City and see Steel Panther on Wednesday night.
Ooh, that's going to be fantastic. It's going to be cold, dude.
Yeah, it's fine.
Kansas is cold right now, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm from Kansas. We're fine. It'll be a good time. We're going to see the parade and then jump around for a few days, go see FM Up Chuck, go see Dane over in Brooklyn, and my buddy and Craig Gass, a comedian. I think he's going to jump in with us on Wednesday night.
I feel like you go out there like once or twice a year, right?
It's great. It's one of my favorite cities. I mean, this is my home, but if I can tell you, if there's another city that I love going to, it's so exciting. It's New York City. I think it's the greatest city in America.
I feel like you and I agree on like 99% of the things,
mm-hmm.
but I would light that city on fire if I could.
Yeah, what is it you don't like about it?
Just everything.
God, I like everything about it.
I was like one time I was so frustrated like in traffic. I was like, man, if there was like one day where I could just make up some kind of insane punishment, it would be that every car exploded in New York when they honked the horn.
Well, listen.
So, it would just be like literally honk, boom, honk, boom, boom. Like, and I was like, that would fix this city.
No, you're right. You're right.
The honking drives me mad. The streets are just like littered with trash.
Yeah.
I'm always on a diet, so I can't eat the pizza. Maybe I'm angry about that.
You're hangry.
Yeah.
Listen.
You just walk by these police and fantastic slices of pizza.
Well, and
there's
he's
people everywhere.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I do love that. See, I don't have a car there, so it's easy. We just jump on the trains and go, or you walk, and so I love doing that. But I know what you mean. It's the traffic is unbelievably terrible. I mean, it's ungodly terrible. And it's ungodly terrible.
The walking traffic. I want to headbutt like 14 people per block.
But you're a giant. I mean, you're six. What are you, 6'4"?
Okay. We need to put this into my amazing read before I come on. Then
yes,
I'm 6'6".
My apologies. My deepest and most sincere apologies.
Now you've earned a headbutt. That's where we're at.
Listen, I already know what you do to your friends. I know with the drunken fist fighting how that all works out.
Yeah, it never goes well.
Listen, I wouldn't even fight you if your brother was on my side.
Yeah, he knows I'd whoop him too.
Listen, I listened to your intro and I think, man, the Arizona Cardinals, you talk about the NFL, you talk about Golden Gloves boxing championships. You were born to just murder people.
Yes.
You really are.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. It's a great talent to have.
I one time had to call Greg to pick me up at my high school because I was a senior, and that's when I still attended. And these other two big football player guys had found out I slept with one of their sisters. And when Greg picked me up between two cars, I had boot marks literally imprinted on my skin from them kicking me up against the car.
That's not good. I mean, I'm sure you were kind of laughing at it all, going like, yeah, I slept with your sister. Probably egging it on, because that's what I would have been doing.
Oh, I wish I could tell you I was. I was just, I tried to concentrate on the fact that I really did enjoy it. But no, they were about twice my size. I think it was 135 pounds when I dropped out of high school, and I was about 5'8". And I grew 5 inches when I got out.
Well, we could go back and stomp on them now.
I'd love to. We should.
You remember this?
Yeah.
I feel like we should do it.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm pretty much over it. But like T has bullies from his school. We started talking about bullies from his school one day, and these dicks started texting in, and it was like high school had never ended. It was straight, I mean, anger, like ninth grade brain, like you're a fag. I mean, I'm like, what am I reading right now? To the point where
most of those dudes legit have nothing going on. Still.
Of course.
Man, they're like Uncle Rico from
Office Space.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, Clerks. Napoleon Dynamite, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they all are. They live that fantasy of when I was 18, I was this cool, man. Now you're 34 and not cool.
Well, you, like, so were you always a good athlete? Were you always popular?
Yeah, I was always,
That's not arrogant. I think that's legitimate.
Yeah, but getting the grasp of football, I think it took a little bit. My dad kind of, like when I was young, like was going like, you know, you're either the hammer or the nail, and today you were definitely the nail.
Right.
Let's figure this game out.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, he would always like tell me stuff. Like when that's how I kind of got into wrestling. Like watching, like, you know, see what they do that. Or he's like, imagine that dude kick your dog. So like now I'm out there like water boy. Imagine the dude. You kick my dog, man! Like trying to fight him. They're like, dude, it's football practice. But like that's my dad kind of instilled that, like, you know, you're either going to be, you know, the whipping boy or not. So I think that's what kind of, and that was young. I was like fourth or fifth grade, you know.
No, that's a good lesson.
A karate tournament took like fourth place. He laughed at me and threw the trophy out the window.
Shut up! Hold on. Now I got to hear the rest of the story if you're telling me the truth. If you really mean that.
No, I mean for real. Like that with my dad was just my dude. My dad was an iron worker.
Right.
Like he drank a 40-ounce beer on the way home every day. I'll never forget a story that he told me. It was so funny. He was like, we always called me a dead soldier in the truck. That was all his 40-ounce bottles.
Sure.
He was driving home one day, and he was telling me, yeah, I almost got in a wreck. This guy ran the stop sign, this flame on the brakes. I'd have got out and kicked his ass if I hadn't spilled beer all over myself. I was like, dude, that's awesome.
I remember when I was a kid in Missouri, you could have an open container in the car if you weren't drunk.
Yeah. I mean, my dad just said, I can have an open container in the car.
Yeah.
I deserve it after working hard all day.
He was an iron worker. So did he really throw your trophy out the window?
Yeah.
Come on. So how old are you? Yeah. And what were you? So you're fighting in a karate competition, and you come in fourth.
It was a taekwondo tournament.
Okay.
And I think part of the reason he was so mad is I was crying about it. I would say I was probably like 10.
Right.
And I took fourth place, which was last place in the tournament, by the way. But okay. I still got a trophy. But I was like crying because I got beat. It was my first tournament. And then I had a fourth place trophy. And he, you know, kind of made fun of me about crying and getting last, and then the trophy went out the window. Like, you don't get trophies for fourth place.
I understand the toughness, but goddamn, that's a lot to a 10-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. I think it worked, though.
Yeah, you seem well-adjusted. You seem fine.
Yeah, I mean, they were strict. It was good. Like, nowadays, you're like, hey, you got 14th place. Here's a trophy and prize money.
Sure. Oh, I know. I'm aware. You know. But were you angry with him at the moment? Or did it make you cry hard, or did you just stop crying? And what did you think?
One of those things, I just like was in awe, like that really just happened.
Yeah.
And you just sit quietly. Because you don't, as a 10-year-old, how do you react to that? Yeah, pull over the car and get my trophy.
Yeah, no.
He just made fun of me and threw out the window. It's gone.
No, the one thing you and I both know about that period in our lives, when your dad got to that place, you just tried to let the storm pass.
Yeah. And my dad was super tough, man. Another time, I was 18. I was 18 when this happened. I was arguing with my mom, and I told my mom to shut up. Oof. And all of a sudden, like, you know, your dad's like in the back bedroom, but you hear him coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. I was like, Mom, shut up. I'll quit football, blah, blah, blah. Boom, boom, boom. Here comes my dad.
Oof.
Before I could react, I went through the front door.
Jesus.
The door was closed. And I started crying. I'm 18 years old, crying in my front driveway. That's fine. I'm getting out of here. I go down to get on my motorcycle, kicks that over. I go over, try to get my car, shut that door. Fine, I'll just walk. And I just walked off the street. I was like, running away. I came back like 8 hours later. But
oh, that sucks, man.
AJ Styles loves that story. Because I was like crying. I was like, I'm picking myself up off like the patio on the front porch. And I'm like, I was leaving anyway.
I love this.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. That's hilarious.
It explains so
much.
It's
so awful. So awful, man. This is what we're built out of, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You learn toughness. Like I said, and I was a big 18-year-old, man.
Sure.
Then my dad put me through the door and showed me that, you know, he wins.
Yeah. My brother came home one time, and this was actually a younger brother. And he told my dad that he could no longer be spanked at home. They had explained this to him at school, and that he would call 911. That's what they told him to do if you're being harmed. And my dad goes, really? So show me how to do this. And that's back when you had phones that were mounted to your, you know, landline phones, and you had the tan one or the green one with the long cord. And my brother picks it up, grabs the receiver, hits 9, and it gets almost to the 1 when my dad snatches it out of his hand and in one move clanks him across the temple with the receiver. With the handset. He just goes, dunk, and just puts the phone down. He goes, uh-huh, and it was on. I was like, Jesus Christ. Another time, my brother Frank told my dad he was too old to be spanked, and same thing, flew down a flight of stairs. He didn't make it through the door, but it broke the door.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you should be allowed. Like, my dad never hit me or anything, but he grabbed you by the back of the neck or, like, your trap muscle.
Ooh.
And, like, you would just start melting. He just put his hand there, and you're, like, slowly melting to the ground.
Did he steer you by your neck?
What's going to happen?
My dad would steer us by the neck. He'd dig his first finger and his thumb in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was always a good
my
move.
My dad also would help my brother out. So next time you're talking to Danny, just tell him. Because I would beat Danny up all the time and when we were kids. Show his head in the couch, all that stuff. My dad would snatch me and hold me down and give my brother, like, 5 shots. Like, clean shots. My brother just hit fire, and he goes, "Now I'm gonna let him go. You better run, like, get out of the house, or get to his room, or whatever." But it would be pretty funny because my dad, I'd be screaming, and my brother would just like kick me 5 times as hard as he could, and then my dad's like, "I'm letting him go, so get ready." My brother would just be gone. He'd be on his bike like halfway around the block.
What maniacs, man! What a bunch of maniacs!
Yes.
That's hilarious. And, you know, and for you guys listening, if you're just joining the show, the great Baron Corbin is with us. He and his brother Danny are as thick as thieves. I mean, they're as tight as it gets as brothers. I mean, you couldn't be closer.
Well, and you said that your buddy you've been with your whole childhood is still your friend to this day. Is AJ?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a brother.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. You're all. That's such a wonder nobody ended up in prison.
Right.
Dude, my dad.
Close a few times.
Oh, my dad had to pick me up at jail once. When I was 16, for disorderly conduct, I got lippy with a cop outside Godfather's Pizza in Olathe. What a shocker. And so I get lippy with this cop, and I'm about 120 pounds, about 5'5 or something. I'm just a little kid, 15, 16. I think I was 16 because I was driving that car. And I don't know why I thought I would lip off to a cop, but I did. And so when he put me in the handcuffs and he bent me over, he gave me a little boom on the mm-hmm. my face hit. Then they take me to jail. Now I'm terrified. I don't give a goddamn about being in jail. Mm-mm. But I know my dad's got to come get me now. And this is going to be absolutely awful because it was even worse because we'd even lied. We told him we were going to the roller rink across the Santa Fe. Jeez. And then ran across to go to Godfather's Peach where all the bad kids smoked. So over there looking to get high or do something. And he walks in. The only thing that saved me is his love for his son. Like, the only one who was going to beat his son was him. And I had, it wasn't a full shiner, but it was all red under my eye and up the side of my face.
On it.
Oh, my God. And he's like, how'd you get that? And I'm like, I kind of spit something out. And he didn't lose his mind, but it was enough. I didn't get my ass whipped when I got home.
Oh, that's good. That's
so thank God for police brutality, because otherwise he'd have caved right. my goddamn
head. It saved
head
you.
In. It did, without a doubt.
I've had to make that phone call before, too. From, have you ever been up to Lake Tapawinga?
I know of it, yeah.
Blue Springs?
Yeah, yeah, Lake Tapawinga.
So here's a quick story for you. So I was a freshman in college, whatever. I think I was home for Christmas break. And I went out with two buddies from high school, little squirrely buddies. My buddy Kyle, he was a big-time Marine. And he was getting ready to ship off to Iraq for his like second tour. And so we're out, and he's getting loose a little bit and having some drinks. And he goes on, clicks into rampage mode and gets in a fight with a couple kids from Blue Springs High School and in this Lake Tapawinga and rips a mailbox out of the ground. I don't know how he did that move, but he did. And all of a sudden, this cop shows up. And I remember the name of the cop because if I ever see him, I'm going to punch him. But his name is Rocky Queen. So if you're listening, Rocky, you and me, buddy. So now Rocky comes and he tries to arrest my buddy, and my buddy like hip tosses him. He's like a volunteer police officer. Like not like.
So he's a lake
neighborhood,
cop.
Neighborhood, got the Jeep Cherokee, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Tapawinga on it. And so my buddy hip tosses him. And all of a sudden he hits panic mode, starts radio, and like, police brutality. He's like yelling into it, trying to attack my buddy. My buddy keeps throwing him around. And it's so funny because you see all the cops that are trying to come but can't find the house. So you just see the lights through the woods. And I'm like, man, this is so bad. Like, I'm going to have to call Kyle's mom. Like, this is not good. And finally, the other cops show up. I get Kyle to, like, lay down because he's been hip-tossing Rocky Queen for 20 minutes now. But so I finally get Kyle to, like, lay down. And the cop puts the cuffs on him. As he does that, all the other cops finally show up, right? And so they're talking to everybody, and it's totally calm at this point. So I walk over, and I'm like, excuse me, sir, what do I need to do to get my friend out of jail? And he goes, you're going too. And he, like, tackles me and puts me in handcuffs. And I was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, why am I in handcuffs now, dude? I helped you out. So I had to go to Blue Springs Police Station, and I sat in that cell for probably an hour before I called my dad. I was like, dude, I'm going to die. This is it for me. 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to take me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he was so mad.
Hold on. I believed it.
Like, then when I told him the story, he was on my side. He believed me. So then we had to, like, go get a lawyer or whatnot. All of a sudden, mysteriously, the tape was gone from me asking if I could, you know, how to get my friend out. And then the dash cam video mysteriously was gone. So I got off with a faulty equipment, like my blinker wasn't working. The ticket I paid.
Oh my God, dude! You know it's funny because let's just say the guy still lives in Kansas City. Nikki, didn't take long for her to sleuth that out.
No,
he doesn't look good. He doesn't look good.
He needs to look a little more ready in Blue Springs.
Just so you know, your friend is still around.
Rocky Queen is.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
How do you know Rocky Queen?
Because I just looked it up.
She just did a Google.
Oh, my goodness. I want to karate chop him.
Ridiculous.
God, we used to give, I'm not going to say his name because of what I'm going to tell you. We used to give our little security guard at the high school weed, and he'd let us leave to go get Wendy's or McDonald's.
That's fairly awesome.
Yeah, that was always pretty good because he'd sit out there and get high in his car.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting at the edge of a high school. I don't blame you.
Yeah, look, it's kind of creepy.
You're only 18-year-old a-holes like me.
Yeah, of course. You're too young, but you probably remember someone tell you we used to have smoking lounge in high school.
That's insane.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could smoke in high school, smoke cigarettes. Yeah, You know, I've told people that, and they look at me, they go, no, you couldn't. I go, I'm not kidding. It was a patio, and all the burners were out there. You know, it was just out there. It was girls who you could finger blast, and guys with cigarettes and weed.
And leather jackets. I feel like everybody must have had a leather jacket on.
You kidding me? That was the first thing I bought when I got a little money in my pocket at Wilson's at Oak Park Mall.
Damn, you really went out.
Wow.
Yeah. Real motorcycle jacket.
Not a pleather.
Probably, what, 15 of them?
Yes. Big time. Big time.
There's a place in New York, speaking of New York City again, there's a place out there that I really want to get a leather jacket from.
Something tells me that the prices are going to be different than Wilson's.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's where Triple H gets all his, and all his are so awesome. It's like the Cask, I don't know. They do, I'll send you the link to their shop. Maybe you go by there. They do custom leather jackets.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go to Chinatown and buy one.
That works, too.
Hey, listen. Hey, man, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving before we let you go?
So we have, my mom just got in yesterday, and Danny and Callie get in tomorrow.
Nice.
My wife's family, and then her sister's husband, part of his family. We have 22 people coming.
Oof, at your house?
No, thank goodness. We're doing it at her sister's house, so we're going to destroy that house.
Good for you.
But we've got, like, dude, we got like 2 G's in booze alone. Oh. It's going to get real rowdy.
Well, listen, of course, everything you do gets rowdy with you and your brother, which, by the way, your brother and Callie are some of the nicest human beings I've ever met. Like, really genuinely good people.
That's why I keep them around. I've tried to get my mom to get rid of my brother a few times. Does something stupid, even if he's in, like, hearing range, I'm like, Mom, I told you to put him up for adoption. This was probably a couple times when he was like 22 as well. I was like, Mom, you could have got rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom had 4 boys. I told somebody that once. I said, yeah, yeah, 4 boys. She goes, oh, really? What do you think your mom wanted? I go, at least 2 abortions.
That's how, dude, we were at 5:30 this morning dealing with my daughter being a maniac, jumping on the bed. She's not even 8 months old. She's
good for her.
Bed, smacking me in the face. And I'm going, man, honey, you know what she's showing us? She doesn't want a brother or a sister. Because at 5:30, I'm over this.
Yeah. Yep. You and they're too small to really give them the real sleeper, isn't it?
No, yeah, not yet.
But you will.
She's already had a black eye, and that was not a fun experience.
Oh, no. What happened?
She took a little spill off the bed.
Is that what we're telling people?
And this wasn't when I was gone. I was out of the country.
Oh.
My wife, like, thinks she's, like, went through the whole thing. Like, I'm a failure of a mom. Like,
no,
it's going to happen. Our child is a legit maniac.
All kids are legit maniacs.
I come home the next day, and I'm like, hey, let's go out to eat. I want some Thai food. But she's like, no, we're not taking this child in public with a black guy.
Oh, that's, you put a little wife beater on her.
3 days, we weren't allowed to leave the house.
Oh, it's so good. You just put a little wife beater on her, cut her hair into a mullet, let her run around that black.
Give her an eye patch.
Sure.
I said, we're making her tough already.
Yeah.
Yep. She barely cried.
Give her a matching one and call her Panda Girl.
Whoa, now we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. This all works itself out, man. All right, listen, have a great Thanksgiving, my brother, and I love you, and I hope your family has a great Thanksgiving. I'm off to New York to have Chinese food.
You enjoy it, and I'm home for Christmas.
Excellent.
For 5 days.
Excellent. We're definitely getting in some trouble.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right, brother.
See you later. All right. Baron Corbin, King of the Ring.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.